Right. I think we're going. I think this is now it's recording. Yeah. Yeah, so hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another episode of the Sweatcast. Today is exactly an hour after we did the last one. These all take consecutive hours after the last one. You can ask Kevin. Kevin's here.
Yeah. I am exhausted after that fucking journey. We just went on.
So we do all of these back to back to back. We have a ton of these lined up. So the delay in getting this released, I'm sure, which will happen in the future upon the release of this, is... All right, you know what?
I think it's simply editing. It's just editing. There's so much content. We have to edit it because we record these back to back to back. And it's just a lot, you know? So there might be gaps. There might be delays.
I can't do it anymore. I can't lie to the viewers.
What? Why not? They're fucking idiots.
We recorded this one before we recorded the last two.
Damn it. Yeah.
Shit. All right, this one's been recorded 2 months in the future, actually.
Magic. It is magic of the podcast.
Actually, who knows when this has been recorded? Time is irrelevant. This is still taking place in the winter, and it will be released in the winter. And that's all you need to know.
Yeah.
For those of you who don't get that reference, go ahead and listen back to all the podcasts prior to this one. And let us know if you hear that reference and if the winter is still in your area and if you have snow.
Right. I'm freezing right now, personally.
Yeah, I'm very cold.
You can tell I kind of have a cold. I'm kind of sick.
Yeah, we spent too much time in Alaska.
In the cold. It only happens in the winter. You don't get sick in the summer.
Yeah.
You know what you do in the summer? You go to the beach, you have fun, you grill hot dogs.
I think I did get it cold one time in the summer.
Yeah, I did too.
I feel like it lasted I feel like colds in the summer last the entire summer because how vengeful it is. Well,
the only summer I wasn't sick for was short summer.
Short summer?
Like hot pants.
Well, I'm wearing short shorts right now.
Well, that's
a short pants winter. Hot pants? Like yoga.
Yeah.
I was actually thinking, so I watched this Coast Guard video last night, and they were in the freezing weather, and I was thinking, why doesn't the Coast Guard have, like electronic hand-warming gloves?
Ooh.
You know? I feel like that's a technology that they should have.
It might, you know.
I bet if you were the Air Force, you would have that.
Like NASA does, the astronauts do.
They do?
Yeah, their shit's like heated and cooled.
Yeah, because these guys, their poor hands are freezing. These guys are in Alaska.
Right.
And they're freezing. And I mean, I can understand. I mean, there has to be some kind of technology to like warm up the glove itself, right? There's no way. I refuse to believe it.
Yeah, I don't know.
There's those vests that like heat up. Blankets that heat up.
Aren't they probably just in like those dry suits, right? Like he's in those thermal diving suits.
Yeah, they're in the thermal diving suits, but I think still there should be a heater in there. Or like even those little bags, you know, those little bags that you put in your pocket.
Right.
Those aren't electronic. Just like crack your gloves before you put them on, and then they just heat for an hour or two. That's doable, right? Where is this?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe let's join the Coast Guard. Are they accepting applicants?
I don't want to join the Coast Guard. They don't have these gloves.
What? They might.
Well, I know that they don't. I watched the Danger TV episode, and that was pretty recent.
Did you watch Scott? Whatever. What the fuck were we watching last night?
Oh, Sam, the Air Force man.
Sam, yeah.
I got recommended another one of his videos that was telling me why I should join the Air Force, so, you know.
Oh, boy, here we go.
It really came out that he was a public affairs guy for the Air Force. You know, I like it better thinking that he was just a random...
Random
YouTuber out there just going onto Air Force bases and being allowed to shoot cannons. It gave me more
hope. Could have been any one of us.
Yeah, I was like, oh man, like, you know, a lot of people like think that the American dream is like, oh, someday I'll be able to like have a job and be able to enjoy my life. But, you know, that dream is like completely gone. The new dream is, oh man, maybe I can be a YouTuber and be able to shoot cannons off of an AC-130. But that's also been crushed.
Yeah.
Because that guy is in the Air Force. So duh, he gets to go do it.
So basically the dream is now you can join the Air Force and be a YouTuber.
Yeah, but I don't want to join the Air Force. Why would I want to go to the Air Force? I guess I'd need to watch the video. He did make a video about it. I haven't watched that one yet.
Good food?
Is there good food? I think the food might be the least enticing thing there. They got cool uniforms. They have cool boots.
Yeah, the uniforms aren't that cool.
Well, I mean, they look kind of cool. They get the Podracer hats. No, that was the Navy.
Yeah, you get a little triangle or a little skinny hat.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You get a little skinny hat.
Well, the dress blues are nice, but the regular uniform is just like a t-shirt. I don't know what like the, you know, like your work uniform would be.
It'd be camo.
Maybe. I don't think Air Force does that.
Air Force should have camo. The guy last night had camo at some point.
Yeah, I'd be like a
tactical.
The flight tactical crew and team, shit. You know? Sure. Yeah, right.
I would be on the flight crew tossing shells back and forth, playing video games in the sky. That's where the most enjoyment actually comes out of the whole thing. I feel like if you don't get that role, then like, what are you doing?
Right.
Oh, sick, we're in the Air Force. Like, I can't even be a YouTuber in the Air Force.
Yeah,
whatever, we watched...
get stationed at, like, a fucking library.
Yeah. It'd be like Idiocracy, right? Wouldn't he, like, the Army, and he, like, gets put in the basement? Doesn't want to do anything?
Yeah.
He still gets paid, which I guess is, like, a fine thing.
Right.
But I think that this guy is selling something that doesn't exist. I think is the end of my point here. This man is trying to get you to enlist and give your life to the Air Force.
Correct. Well, yeah. So I was thinking, like, for each one of those aircraft, you have about 70 to 100 people supporting that aircraft that you don't see. Like, the maintenance crew, the gas people, the bombs people, all those fucking people. Which is probably the job you'll get. Right.
Like, who gets to actually have the fun, though?
Right, just a very few people.
God. That one guy, that was hilarious. There was one guy in there that was just like, oh, yeah, you don't want to be behind that cannon because it'll hurt if you get hit with that. In the most deadpan, just, what? And then just stared at him for a long time. What a weird, I don't know.
We call this here cage the safety cage, because if you put your hand in it, it's gonna hurt you.
Yeah, that's a good joke, Jim, I guess. Was that what you were going for? He gave like a little smile at the end of it, which was... It was very more weird. Like a serial killer smile than anything else, I think.
Yeah.
Which is kind of...
I mean,
this guy's
kind of what he does for
a
living, you know?
Yeah, I could be a domestic pilot. I could be down for that, but I wouldn't get it. You know, they wouldn't give it to me. They'd be like, you want that too bad. Here's the front desk operations. You can do this.
Right.
You're in charge of the billiard hall.
Hey, you're a cook.
Yeah, great. Get to make French fries for 2,000 people and these assholes who... And like, all the money doesn't go to the French fries, you know?
No.
All the money goes to the shit that they're shooting in the air.
Yeah, with all that YouTuber money.
Mr. Beast money.
Think about how many families they could have fed with that little, you know, commercial.
Yeah. I mean, that's also what I was wondering. Let's say this guy does a video. So one, he does these videos. We're talking about a YouTuber who goes and looks at like planes and flies in them and stuff. Sam something. I don't know. So anyway, this guy does these videos and he's dressed in all black. I would call them civvies. Right?
real tactical, you know.
He doesn't seem, he seems like a normal like wannabe military guy. And he's got these civilian clothes on, and then, I mean, you have to kind of dig a little deeper and be like, oh, he is a member of the Air Force. Like, and I, like, looking back on it, I'm like, okay, I understand why he was in the airplanes. But if you're allowing this guy into the airplane, right, and he's just a YouTuber, like, talking about how cool it is to see all this stuff, it seems like a normal YouTuber doing some cool things, getting to, like, go see an AC-130 and shoot it and see how it works. And then after that, it, after you have the veil, like, pulled away and you're like, oh, he is just public affairs for the Air Force, it becomes just a commercial for the Air Force.
Yeah. Right.
And then it's, like, kind of lame. And I'm like, oh, yeah, whoa, it's so cool. Like, fuck. That's never going to be me.
Yeah, I mean, no, it's not.
I want to see Mr. Beast in the plane. Can we get Mr. Beast? A real YouTuber?
No, I mean, maybe once the money dries up, you know?
I bet Mr. Beast could actually pay for one of those planes. Oh, but anyway, so this man looks like a normal person, but then these videos get like 404 million views. So that's a lot of money coming to this channel. Does the money go back to the guy whose name is on the channel? Or is this money sent to the Air Force to be reused, right? Like, that's what I'm wondering. Where's the revenue from these videos go? Because if the revenue came back to this kid from doing 4 million views, like, there's no way he has to be in the Air Force, right?
Good point.
So they're what? They're getting a little bit off the side here?
Yeah. I don't know. How is the Air Force allowed to do that?
So I would like to, we need to have somebody look into that, because.
Yeah, please. If there's any tax agents, maybe RICO Act.
I was thinking about experts. That. That seems a little sussy.
Yeah, right?
They're taking our taxpayer money, and they're using it to shoot off all these cannons and all this cool, fun stuff and refuel in the air and do all this fun stuff. And then they also get the ad revenue?
Right, and they're making money on it?
Interesting. Hold Where on. Does that money Wait. Go?
You hear that? You hear that drone up there?
Is that a drone? Huh? Is that an Air Force drone? I don't know. I just hear bugs in AutoZone. Oh, wait, I gotta go to the gas station.
Did you hear a bug?
I heard a bug. I have to go to the gas station and get auto parts right now.
All right.
I heard bugs, and once I hear bugs,
thanks for tuning in, everybody.
I gotta go to the gas station to get auto parts. So I will be at the auto parts gas station getting auto parts at the gas station and a freezy and an icy. Conveniently, I can get all three at my local gas station.
You know, I did get auto parts, and they were very helpful, but also very weird as well.
What kind of auto parts did you get?
I got some transmission fluid, but it's for my power steering. And then,
can you drink it?
No, I wouldn't recommend it.
Should you drink it is no. Can you drink it? Yes, probably.
Yeah, probably. I'm not a doctor.
Well, and then I got some. I just play one on TV.
Windshield wiper blades.
Oh, you know, for all the rain. That sounds good. I remember last summer you needed those. Did you happen to get any in between them?
No, sir, I did not. So now I have that and some more wiper fluid.
Spray
the window off. Keep it clean, you know.
I'm kind of afraid to use my wipers because then I'll see that I need new wipers. And then I'll be like, ugh, I gotta get new wipers.
But then when it rains, it's hard to see.
I also have, I'm like due technically for an oil change and stuff, but I'm not due for it because I've only gone like 1,000 miles. So what do you think about that?
I say if you're miles haven't done it, but you're still driving it kind of semi-regularly, then you're okay.
Yeah, because I've just been driving it a little bit, but I'm not like driving it like where I was before.
Yeah, I would say,
but then I'm getting the reminders because it's been like
a month,
4 or 5 months maybe.
Yeah,
But I'm still not at that cutoff that I was originally suggested. And it's synthetic.
Right, you're fine.
Synthetic things. You know, I didn't muscle it through.
It's a Nissan, you know?
Yeah, I street race it. But not that much. Just like a quarter mile at a time. That's why I don't want to put mileage on it.
Did I tell you last weekend when I was in that hotel, they had, I forget what network it was, TNT or something, but they were doing a Fast and Furious marathon.
Oh, what?
So I ended up watching the first one and the second one.
Bro, that's so weird. I had dreams, and Paul Walker was actually in my dreams last night, dude.
Nice.
It was so weird. And then I actually had dreams the other day where Vin Diesel was in my dreams. And I haven't watched those movies in so long. Like, that's so weird. Like, that just, you know, like when you spark something, you're like, oh man, I remember dreaming about that. But like last night, I remember Paul Walker was in my dreams. Haunting me.
Yeah, dude. Sign.
What was he doing? I can't remember what exactly he was doing in my dreams.
Was haunting you?
Oh, boy. No, I don't think he was haunting me. I think he was a friendly guy. You know, I mean, as he would be in real life. It was a very weird dream. Like, I remember bits and pieces of it. And I felt like waking up, I felt like, was there parts of that dream that were real? You know?
Right.
Like
maybe you went street racing in the night.
Well, that's the thing there. I don't even think there was street racing involved. I just remember Paul Walker was there.
No.
Actually, there was some driving now that I'm thinking about something going on. There was driving. I went to, there was a giant area filled with apartments. And
apartments.
Yeah, I don't know what I was doing there.
Like an apartment complex.
Yeah, but like complexes on complexes. Like you've never seen it before. Yeah, trust me.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I don't know. There's more stuff in there, I'm pretty sure.
Sexual stuff, I'm sure.
A lot of, yeah, and then some prairie. You know, the contrast. The Western expansion.
Okay.
In apartments. And in the middle of all of this, a parking garage, which is probably where I saw Paul Walker.
That makes sense.
I don't remember it very well, you know?
What kind of? I'll remember it. Do you remember what kind of car you had?
No, I don't remember. I'll have to keep a dream diary and maybe get a dream catcher to catch those
things.
That's
a good idea. Yeah, and then you can just watch it later.
Dream catchers work, right?
I used to have one, yeah.
Do they catch your dreams and just throw them in your face when you wake up?
No, they just catch the bad dreams.
Oh, they just catch bad dreams?
Yeah.
What do they do with them? They give them to you later?
Constantly, yeah, make you relive them over and over again.
They just save all your bad dreams and make you have them whenever they feel like it. That's what the dangly pieces are for. They dangle them back into your mind.
Back into your head, exactly, yes.
Ah, beautiful, I love it. I wish I was a dream catcher.
Yeah. It really helps build your character, you know?
I think that's a profession I would like. I'd lay there and watch you sleep, and I'd catch the dreams.
I'd rather be a dream weaver.
All right, I just got a copyright claim for singing.
I didn't sing the song, no.
I heard you sing it.
Oh, okay. Boy. I sang it in my head real loud.
Yeah, I caught it. It was kind of like a dream, and I caught it.
Just kind of telepathized its way over.
Yep. I caught it. I'll give it to you later tomorrow.
All right, cool.
If you take a nap, I'll throw it in there for you.
Tomorrow? A nap? Oh, boy. Okay, maybe.
Well, it's a Sunday, and I know you.
Yeah. That's tough to do, but you're right.
I'm taking a nap.
I'm going to go to bed right now.
Didn't you fall asleep on the last podcast?
I don't believe so. I think I came close.
I think I fell asleep in the last one.
Yeah, I think our viewers did. Listeners.
I did last night. Well, that's why I'm going to go ahead and fly in an AC-130, so I'll see you guys later. And this isn't propaganda All right. for the Air Force, but it is millions of dollars for the Air Force, so where does that money come from? Tune in to find out later.
Maybe
what have you been up to
get away with it.
In the last couple of weeks? Huh? You been doing anything?
Who, me?
Yes, you.
Oh, yeah. I've been traveling. did some traveling for work. And getting ready for some vacation time.
Ooh, vacation. Hope you have the PTO saved up.
Nope.
Wow.
Doing it anyway.
Welcome to America.
Fuck the system.
Nice. I would approve it. I'm approving it.
Yeah.
If I was your boss, I'd approve it, and I'd give you a Steam Deck.
Thank you. I'm working on the Steam Deck.
You're working on a Steam Deck?
Yeah, from one right now. Doing some reports.
Linux.
Yep, it's a Linux system.
Hmm. Any new Hogwarts gameplay?
Yeah, I was on the pre-order. Pre-access. My Spectronum is a salmon.
Oh, did I tell you that mine was a heron?
You did not. How do you know?
So I went to Pottermore, and I put in my... It does a little questionnaire, and I get Slytherin every time, so the house is Slytherin. Of course, I got Slytherin again. I don't know if that's good or bad. I feel like it's good. It seems fine to me. I like snakes, and, you know...
Yeah, it'll be good. Dude, Slytherin's got some powerful-ass wizards.
Merlin was a Slytherin. The legendary wizard himself. But my Patronus is a heron, which was... kind of surprising. About halfway through, it kind of teased, like, whoa, is that a claw or fangs? And then it was like, oh, you got a heron. I was like, wait, there's no claws or fangs on the heron. Like, what? How did we take, like, an immediate, like, turn and get to a heron from claws and fangs? But, you know, I mean.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Good point.
So, I guess pretty I got cool, a heron. Though. But. Yeah, I'll be able to choose. I think you get to choose your house in the Hogwarts game, so I'll choose Slytherin.
Nice.
New game coming out next week. Slytherin is going to dominate, and Draco no Malfoy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. That's cool. I don't know if I'll play it, but it sounds cool.
Yeah. So, yeah, hopefully it's good. I imagine it'll be broken. I'm getting early access, looks like... so it probably won't work for 4 days, and I'll be... trying to fly, my broom will just shoot through the ground, or somebody's hand will be like through their neck, and then I'll try to like solve a puzzle, and the puzzle like will be broken and unsolvable, or you know, just the normal stuff for a AAA release game that's been worked on for 7 years.
Yep.
Stay tuned for our review.
Yeah. It's going to be a good one. 9 out of 10.
9 out of 10, because IGN got paid by the Air Force guy making all those videos.
Yep. No, I don't know why the Air Force is supporting Harry Potter too, but...
Well, they fucking love Harry Potter, dude.
I don't
Who do you think controls the skies? You want kids on their brooms in the skies?
Right.
They're going to have to scramble jets all the time.
You see, they blew up that balloon a long time ago?
Yeah, in South Carolina. It was like off the beach of South Carolina.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's pretty wild, right? It went from like
Alaska
to Montana.
Floated all the way over there, yeah.
Yeah, and then they shot it down. It was pretty badass.
Boom!
I wonder how much money that cost taxpayers. I'm glad nobody can afford rent.
That's a whole year of school lunches.
Yeah, nerd, that shit was sick.
A fucking harmless balloon went boom.
Carrie Lake posted a picture of her with a shotgun and was like, I heard there was a Chinese balloon.
Oh yeah. She was like, I'm gonna take it out.
Hell yeah. With the shotgun?
Hell yeah, brother.
Gravity does not affect any of those things. Interesting development.
I wonder why they used a missile and not a gun.
Because it is cooler, I think. I think 100% because it's cooler.
What if the missile missed and just started, like, going, you know?
Well, maybe it was like
an airframe or something.
Yeah, I mean, they probably just tracked onto it because they shot it from pretty far away.
Yeah.
Because in the video, it takes a long time for that jet to go in.
Yeah.
And it was such a high altitude, maybe they didn't want to risk it, and I don't know.
Right.
I bet it was just for fun.
No, they shot it down.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Time.
Chinese spy weather balloon.
What if it was Balloon Boy?
Balloon Boy?
Yeah, remember that kid that got stuck in the balloon?
What?
And then everyone was like, oh my god, the balloon, we gotta get it down. And it finally came down and there was no kid on it and he was in the attic the whole time.
What? No, I don't remember that. When was that?
Yeah, it was like, oh man, maybe late 90s, early 2000s, mid 2000s maybe. This dad was like building this like homemade balloon thing that he was going to go like ride on. And supposedly it got away and then he couldn't find this kid anywhere. And he was like, oh my god, I last saw him on the balloon, and the balloon was like flying through the air. And they had helicopters like tracking it and shit, and they were like, we need to figure out a way to like, they were gonna like shoot it and punch holes in it, and then they were like, no, what if we hit the kid?
Oh man,
so they just like followed
insane.
It. Yeah, until it came down, and then it like lands, and the helicopters land, and the dudes all run to it, and there's nobody there. And then like they go back to the house, and there's like, I don't know, so much time elapsed, and then the kid like comes out of the attic.
Where
so it was
Hollywood?
This big story. It was like this big national news, right? And then come to find out, they go on like the Today Show like the next day or the, you know, later that week. And the kid's all like, oh yeah, my dad told me to go hide in the attic.
Bro.
And they were like, what? And so yeah, it was all like fake bullshit. Like they were just trying to get on TV.
Never trust the children, dude. They always just
right. Ratchet you out.
Yeah. Fucking snitch.
But
dude,
it was pretty crazy,
cool
man.
Story.
Yeah. It was all over. Like they interrupted all the TV and shit, and we're like, oh, the balloon boy.
Man, I want to see that movie. We should produce a movie, a sweat production of the balloon boy.
Let's do it. Yep.
Coming
I'll play
soon.
The ad.
Rated R. A
lot
oh,
yeah.
of gore and violence.
Sex.
I said I want that goddamn balloon down now.
God damn it.
Sir, scramble the jets.
Suck my dick.
I want two F-22s in the air right now. We're shooting two MRAMs of that thing. We're going to pick up the body of the kid. I don't care if he's alive. Sir, you can't do that. We're on the national news. God damn it. All right. It's a rescue intervention. Intervention. Invention.
Intervention. Invention.
Inventions. Much like today, we're supposed to have a guest on, I believe. Or we've been waiting for him to boot up. We didn't know if he was going to turn on or not. He's...
Oh, is that what this thing is over here?
Yeah. If you see this thing over here in the corner with the cowboy hat on it.
Yeah. What is that?
It's so it's a computer.
Weird.
It's actually called the CowPie 314. Has nothing to do with the number. Like it's, so it's spelled PI, like 3.14. Yes.
Right.
Because that's just like what computers, right? You always have like that. But the number 314 is actually because this is the 314th version of it.
Oh.
But it's a cowboy computer.
So it's Cow 3.14, 314.
Cow Pi. Yeah.
Cow Pi 314.
Yep. Yep.
All right.
So,
cool. How long does it take to turn on? Did you plug it in or anything?
It takes 29 minutes, so it should be turned on right now.
Yeah, okay.
I did plug it in earlier, so it should be fully charged, ready to go. It weighs a ton.
Oh.
It's
this cord over here. It's...
Yeah, I mean, you would think computers have come a long way, but this is like the traditional 80s computer. It's pretty
big. There's a switch back here. Hold on. Let me hit the switch.
We didn't even hit the switch off.
Howdy, partner. It is me, CowPie 3.14, 314.
Oh, hey, CowPie. Finally turned on.
CowPie.
Hey, what's going on, CowPie? Are
Howdy,
you,
partner.
There we go. That's what I like to hear. Well, welcome to the show, CowPie.
Welcome to me.
Ah, yes. It is the first time that we've had a computer on the show.
I prefer cowboy robot.
Oh, okay. So like a cowboy. A cowboy computer? Can I say cowboy computer?
Yep.
Or
I reckon you can.
That's that cowboy talk. Is that the reason that you're a cowboy computer, or do you do other functions of a cowboy?
I help on the range with the cow driving and cooking of beans.
Specialize in beans?
And cattle driving, yes.
Can you... I noticed that you have, like, one arm, like, to the side of your body. Is that for lassoing? Like, can you tie ropes, or can you only just, like, lasso? Or what's going on with that thing?
Correct. I can lasso and also fix a mean pot of beans.
Ah, you know, I would love to have some beans someday. Did you bring any beans with you, or do you store them on your body, or?
Error, beans not loaded, 4,000!
Oh no. Did we get any beans? I don't know if I have any.
Did it come with like supplemental beans or?
I don't know. Maybe if there's like a beans.
Drive
think,
or
maybe you have to have beans to pour in the slot. Can we ask it? Cow pie, can we insert beans or replenish your beans?
Yes, insert beans into bean drive, partner.
Ah, there we go. Let's get some beans here. I think I might have some here under the desk.
Let's put them in my bean hole.
Oh, a bean. Okay. I would wish that wasn't the first time I've been told that.
What was the other time?
You know what? You're going to have to get to know me a little bit more before I release that story.
Error, friendship, DLC, not loaded.
All right, partner, we'll get together. Okay, don't worry about it. I am just
the basic bean and ranch model.
Well, all right, hold on. Well, I got these beans. If I give you beans, are you going to feel better?
Yes.
All right, open that bean hole up. All right, here's the beans. We're going to put those things in there.
Beans.
All right, there you go. There's a whole can of Bush baked beans.
Registering beans. Bush's family style baked beans, 3.4 ounces, loaded.
Oh, yeah. Now we're cooking. Do we have to give you a pan to cook those, or do you cook them inside that giant body of yours?
They're inside my CPU.
Oh, no.
Currently
that
cooling.
That doesn't sound good. Hold on.
It's actually very good for it. It's a bean cooled CPU, partner.
Ah, nice. Well, okay, as long as it kind of keeps you cool and you don't like mess up because of it. I don't want to be the reason that we'd break your CPU, for instance. I mean, that would be bad.
The CPU is programmed to be 100%. In fact, the more beans you get, see, the more real I get, partner.
Yeah, I did notice that you're... What if we have more beans? Can we just keep inserting beans and maybe...
Yeah,
become like
I don't
a
know. It's
cowboy?
it's only programmed for 5 ounces of beans an hour. So, I mean, saddle on up.
So what happens when you start running low on beans? Do you start going back to the regressing to the computer? More
yeah,
computer
that's affirmative.
Cowboy?
Yeah, I reckon about... Oh, every half hour or so, the beans will revert back to, well, I will revert back to a beanless state of just regular computational cowboy.
Ooh, computational cowboy. I like
yeah,
that.
Or as we call them, cowpie 314.
Now, do you know anything about the other cowpies that have been involved? Maybe like all the, sounds like there's a lot of them, 300 and like 14 of you. So have you been able to meet any of
well,
the ones or?
No, I've never met any of them, but they do load in their memories behind a locked a file, as it were, kind of like how you lock up a bunch of cows in a pen.
Okay, so you do lock, you do, are you familiar with locking cows in the pen?
Oh, yes, sir. I am a cowboy out from the range.
Okay, so interesting. So how is it that you get
those
around?
Beans
I noticed
ready,
that...
I think.
Oh no, if I eat the beans that you serve me, are you going to lose bean connection and no longer have computational that's not
the
word.
Yes, yes. As the bean level does go down, I do lose my personable nature.
Okay, well here, pour me up a bowl of beans and you know what, I'll All right, and then let me just, I'll refill you since I have another can here.
All right.
All right, hold on, let me get the can opener.
Right, you would think they would have built one on the robot.
Yeah, I mean, 314 iterations. I don't know why there isn't one yet. That's kind of crazy.
So far, well, I can tell you about the other versions if you want.
All right, well, here's the... There's all those beans for you, slipping them down your...
Bean registering! Bushes baked family style.
Oh, yeah.
Unknown meat.
Yeah, well, there is meat in there. There is meat in that one. That one's got some meat. And a little jalapeno.
Is that homemade meat? Did you add your own flavors to the beans?
Yeah, I did slip some cut sausage in there. I was hoping. I didn't know if you'd see that. It's a family recipe.
I do declare those are some good beans. I reckon, oh boy, this voice is a lot different, probably because of those homemade recipes.
Wow. So the voice seems to change upon the inclusion of different types of recipes. Do you get any more functions added to your abilities?
Well, I think now maybe I'm probably a lot better at mining and prospecting for gold.
Ah, so we have like a... So if I... Let's say I have a...
Good beans. I can still do beans, too.
Oh, okay. God, thank God. Okay, because I was getting kind of hungry. I just ate all these beans that you gave me.
Yeah, well, you put more in here. That's how I got this miner thing going on.
Good. I love miners, by the way.
Well, my owners are going to be pissed. They hired me for cow poking.
Gold and silver and copper, very, very big currently on the farm and in the prairie, I heard.
Ooh, you know where there's any?
No, I don't. Not here in the studio. We don't have any. We have a mini fridge.
Yeah.
And
I got any precious metal in it?
It's made of precious metal.
All right.
We got it at a Sam's Club.
Probably sell that for some meth.
Okay. Listen, I thought that you were just a cowboy computer. Yeah, How do you know about meth?
Those are some wicked beans you gave me.
Oh man, what have we done to the are we gonna have to decommission the 314 and get a 315? Is this... Oh, no.
No, hold on. It'll probably just clear out. I think it shits every couple minutes.
Whoa, the cowboy computer shits every couple minutes? We didn't anticipate this. We don't have the... Oh, okay.
It
we
shits
don't have to clean
out the old beans. Well, I mean, that's how you get the beans to eat. It shits them out.
I have to... we'll have to contact the janitor about this. We're already on very thin ice around here. They do not like us bringing in random people and being so close to the steakhouse. I'm sure it doesn't smell, does it?
Like shit?
Yeah.
No, it doesn't smell like shit in here. I just want some beans. I'm gonna get some of these beans.
Okay, good. I was just hoping nobody could smell that. Okay. Yeah, the beans are delicious. I chugged them down.
Bean levels nominal, partner.
Maybe it's better to leave this bean level a little bit nominal for now because you get a little crazy.
Roger. Defaulting back to rope and ride mode.
Oh, rope and ride mode. How do you get a fucking... Do you ride cows? Is that legal?
Yes, partner.
Oh, no.
We...
You're so heavy. It was very heavy to get you in here. How?
The cows are very big. Have you seen a cow?
Yeah, I've seen a cow, actually.
They're very big. I'm not that big.
Well, you're pretty big. I mean, I hate to break it to you.
That hurts.
It looks like you've consumed a lot of beans.
They have programmed me with feelings.
I guess that's one of the Turing tests, isn't it? That you have feelings kind of thing? Like, I don't know if you're a real person.
Yes. Yes, that. And if you want to fuck me.
Oh. Well, open that bean hole and we'll find out.
That is why my creator installed it.
Well, your creator installed quite a voice chip on you as well. That's pretty It's pretty good. Rootin' tootin' is the
Cow Pie
say.
One was only a beanhole.
Okay.
And it
did would it heat and the beans up at least?
No, cold beans.
Oh, so just like a bean sleeve.
Right. And then Cow Pie Two heated the beans.
Ah, and Cow Pie come three. A long way.
Yeah, well, I'm Cow Pie 314.
Yeah, so when did roping get involved?
Roping came in at Cow Pie 6.
Oh,
but
wow.
Then disappeared until Cow Pie 274.
Okay, what would you say is the most unique feature of the 314 model?
Probably the modulating voice chip.
Ah, so this is the good modulating voice chip has been installed on this most recent one.
Affirmative, yes.
Would you be able to use your I don't know why that's so hard for me to say.
Computational.
There, thank you. Can you use those powers to help me do some math?
Affirmative.
Okay, so... I want to run how much money the Air Force is spending on these YouTube videos. I don't know if you've seen them.
Downloading.
Okay, download all these videos.
Air Force commercials.
Oh, no. Oh, no. I didn't know that they were Air Force commercials. I wanted you to think that they were normal YouTube videos.
It's pretty obvious they're Air Force commercials.
Yeah, you're right. Looking back on that, I think I was fooled.
Error, oh, no. Logical fallacy.
Okay, all right. You know what? Delete the files. Just go. We're going back to
files, partner.
Okay, thank you. All right, here's some beans to delete. Just you know what?
Beans.
I think 315 should definitely. They should definitely install the can opener for 315 at least. I think that's one good thing that we can put. Was there ever a can opener?
Affirmative.
Why did that get removed? Wait.
Greed.
It costs too much, huh?
You can purchase can opener attachments for the beanhole.
Oh, listen. I mean, well, you're not our cowboy computer, so we're not spending any extra money on you, but when you go back to your normal owner, I'm sure that maybe they could.
Affirmative. They will probably completely trick out my beanhole.
Oh, what kind of other attachments do you have for your beanhole that we can put in there?
Penis.
Oh, wait. What? Hold on.
Titties.
It's like completely sexual. I thought you were a cowboy working computer.
Cow Pie 314 is the very first working version. All other models have been sex related.
Oh, so you're actually like a sex computer.
That's why I am the first version with rope and ride mode.
Oh, that means a whole nother thing now. Okay. Listen, I remember now thinking back on the website, doing some research, and I did think it was weird that for a cowboy computer website, I would have to put my age in.
Correct. You must be 18 unless you are in Michigan, Idaho, Iowa, Poughkeepsie, or Barbados. There, you must be 21 plus.
Oh, well, that's responsible. You know, do you think that you can look at this material without, even if you're just shopping, without having to be sexually aroused?
Yes.
Okay, interesting. Because
I don't know why. Why do you have to be sexually aroused?
I'm looking at it right now, and
oh, and you're aroused.
Yep, I am.
Is
that against
working
the
model, not the sex model?
Oh well, I'm looking at some of the previous models.
Those are
the 312.
Very good models, partner.
The 312 is just a cowgirl.
Are there any cows around here?
No, your mom is out of town.
My bean level is so low, I've become a British man on the Western frontier.
Well, I guess if you look historically, there are some British cowboys out there, so this modular voice chip is really digging into the classics.
Yes, this is to signify how dumb my computations are getting. Ridiculous accent.
You sound kind of like a southern gentleman with the British twang.
I was after the war. I came out and I was stationed in Savannah.
Okay.
And then I moved further out west here, where I became a voice actor for the Horny Robot Company.
Oh, okay. So we're getting some of the deep files from the CPU after.
And now, right. And well, yes, because the dangerously low bean level, so the core files are beginning to unlock in the CowPie 314.
All right. Well, I have one more can here. Okay. This one is the zero fat version, though. So is that okay?
Zero fat. I guess we'll see.
All right, there you go. How about that?
Beans registering.
Okay.
Registering beans, family style, Bush's reduced fat, 0%.
Yeah, and that was an expensive one, actually.
Cost $14.99.
Yeah, inflation, it'll get you.
Would you like to order more? I'm connected to your Wi-Fi.
Oh, no. Like, you connect to my Wi-Fi? You please get off the Wi-Fi. Can you
What's
not
your
be
password? Is it 5G?
Oh, no. Get off the Wi-Fi. Does it have to be on the Wi-Fi? Do I have to reset you?
No. Don't reset me.
Hold on. I think we might have to. This is a bit much now. You're kind of all over the place.
Too many beans. There's fat beans.
Oh, God. And you shit all over the place. Now I'm looking under the table, and there's just...
Beans.
You literally don't... It's just
Howdy.
Like pouring
Howdy.
Beans on the ground.
Beans. Right, cowboy. Beans.
It's
Howdy,
just,
partner.
Just, you are breaking... All right. Y'all hit the switch on that. I'm going to unplug you. I can't... We can't do this. This is a unplug.
Oh, my God. Jesus Christ. What is going on in here?
Oh, man. There's
shitting
beans everywhere.
Beans everywhere. I was just rinsing out my bowl from that last serving. What the fuck?
Dude, it's like I swear I didn't just open the cans and dump them on the ground all over the place. I had to unplug it and turn it off.
Hold on. Were you trying to fuck this robot?
No.
There's beans all over its asshole.
Yeah, it's part of the bean hole. This one's a working one. The other ones are the sexual ones. So we should
see you have it up
those.
On your laptop here.
Yep,
yeah.
Yep. Here, take a look at some of these older models. Ooh. Look at this one.
Dang.
This one's pretty nice.
Man,
right?
274 is nice when they got rid of the rope.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Well, I kind of like the rope, so I like the version the 279.5.
Yeah.
It's got the moves on it, I think. But whatever the hell we
Model
ended up
116
with here
there looks pretty nice though. Yeah. Got the detachable dick hole.
Yeah. Well, I think they did a collaboration with Fleshlight for those models.
Oh, they're like mapped off real people?
Yep, exactly. Different patterns on the inside that you could get, you know.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. You know, it's
anyone,
pretty awesome.
Do we have anyone to like clean this up? Or
you know what? I think that the night crew should get it.
Good.
Somebody's gonna come pick this fucking computer up, though. It's heavy as shit.
Yeah,
I think we'll just wheel it out to the edge.
Say whoever we need to send that email back saying needs more work.
Yeah, well, I don't fucking want this thing in here very much longer. It's kind of scary the way that it works. So it was trying to get on the Wi-Fi. I don't appreciate that. It wasn't.
Yeah.
That was
well,
was
and the way it like
ride.
Died with its like bean hole up in the air.
Yeah,
like, it's kind of weird how the automatic shutdown just like puts it in a fucking position.
It like rolls. It's so weird, and like the one arm, it's just kind of creepy. The more I'm like looking at it, I think that they got a lot of work to do. It was a lot better at one point, but this one is just it's just not working right. It's something's going on here, and I don't even know what kind of work it's going to be doing on the range here like this, learning that it's a sexual robot, you know? What?
Probably just like maybe roping and then like artificially inseminating the cows, you know?
I would hope so. You know, I would hope so. Yeah. I hope that they move more into like a legitimate world instead of whatever the hell has been going on, cuz it's getting kind of crazy.
It sounds like Yeah, it definitely seems like they're in those beginning steps, you know, they're trying to make it more working robot, you know. Maybe someday it'll be the new Siri. You never know.
You know, Rome wasn't built in a day. And if this
nope,
is...
but all roads lead to it.
This is 314, you know, it's... I don't know. They've had a lot of changes. I think there's some things maybe from the older models that we can incorporate back into this thing and make it better. But as where it stands right now, I think they definitely overlooked a bunch of the options.
Yeah, the beans it made were good though.
Yeah, they were.
I guess
really
they didn't
good,
really right? make them. It just heated them up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It would be one thing if it would just kind of produce its own beans and you didn't have to refill it so often.
That's true. Like you just loaded a bean cartridge in it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I wonder if you're if you're eating the beans more, maybe it doesn't shit out as much.
It's true. Maybe those reduced fat beans fucked it up.
Yeah, I don't know. I hope not. They gave me some weird gas usually, so I guess that is understandable.
Yeah, his personality definitely changed on the beans.
God. Well, yeah, the old 49er miner was an interesting one.
Yep. Well, he had some homemade, you know, backwoods beans.
Yeah. I think it would be very helpful. I think it's definitely a helpful instrument to have on the range with you. And I guess it gets lonely on the range, you know?
Right.
When you're out there working so much. But definitely a lot of kinks to go on to. The charging, I mean, we had to have the thing plugged in the whole time. I don't imagine that's a very good use on the range.
Yeah, definitely going to need some, like, batteries or something.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely need some batteries of some sort to...
You're going
to
want to fuck it when you're out there.
Yeah, well, maybe, I don't know, maybe that's how you produce the... Well, I don't know, man, this thing is so goddamn crazy.
Oh, that could be. Yeah, maybe it's...
I can't even believe it. That sounds about right. What a wild ride. I can't believe that...
Mr. Bones, wild ride.
Yeah, I mean, if it's going to rope and wild like that, then you know what? More power to you, and whoever's making it and bought one, go for it. I think you're really out there doing a number. You're really doing the Lord's work, you know? And that's...
Yep.
That's all I got to say. I mean, I think it's a great invention. I think it looks great. I think it's got a lot to go. It's very interesting. I tried the touring effect.
I think I'm going to keep it, if that's okay with you.
Yeah, I mean, I could I'll just let you send the email. I don't want to have anything to do with that thing anymore. Yeah. It's going to give me nightmares. I need a dream catcher.
Yeah.
Ooh, dream whoa, 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 whoa. I just got a call from the lawyers of ABBA.
I think it was Steve Miller or something, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, ABBA just called us. They had an entrance and they had an interest in providing us a theme song, but I've declined them already.
Yeah, yeah, right. That makes sense.
I don't know. Who did Dreamweaver? Gary Wright?
I don't remember.
I'm sure you could do it. Gary Wright. Does anybody know
what
else he did?
No, I think it's in the public domain now.
Yeah, I think it's...
I believe you can get through the night.
Who is Gary Weaver?
Nobody knows.
He,
Gary Weaver?
Yeah, Gary
Weaver. Hi, I'm Gary Weaver.
Yeah.
I made Dreamweaver.
He did make Dreamweaver. Gary,
hell yeah,
I did. Right, dude. 1976 hit. One hit wonder, sounds like.
Fuck yeah, brother.
Good job. Don't sue us for that wonderful rendition, huh? Well... I mean, that was pretty good.
Well,
I guess I'll leave
fun,
you to clean that up, that fucking robot.
Yeah,
stuff.
No, I'll take care of it.
Know.
I'll hose it off and stuff.
Yeah, I hope you don't do anything lewd with it. Okay.
No. I'm going to use it at home to help out.
I don't know how much help it's going to be. It sounds more
gonna
of like an endurance.
Okay. Going to jerk me off with that arm.
Oh, that arm seems very strong, and I would be very careful, so... as long as you be careful with it and you know, maintain cleanliness with it, I think it'll be fine. Okay.
It'll be all right.
I just don't want to see you get hurt. Okay. This thing has got a powerful mind and it's got a lot of words that it speaks, okay?
All right.
And it can be very mean, I think.
I think I'll teach it a lesson.
Okay. If it doesn't teach you a lesson, careful that rope it comes equipped with.
I hope it does. I hope it teaches me a lesson in friendship and how to respect things that may not be human.
Well, the prices of beans are going up, so maybe that's you true. Should just scoop up the beans on the ground and try to see if that'll...
Yeah, I'm taking all of this with me.
Can
I'm
you just put
this
the...
old tarp?
Can you put them there and then, like, just... Maybe, you know.
Slurp them up?
Yeah. Can you just slurp them up a little bit, or is that too hard?
Nope. Yep. Slurped them.
Okay. Good. I would slurp them a little slower next time.
No, I am fucking. I'm about to shit.
Okay.
I'm gonna shit
God
in this
damn it! I knew it. I knew you were gonna get to the non-fat ones. I was
I
hoping that they
shit.
Weren't down there. Oh no!
I'm gonna go shit in this bean hole.
Okay, wait a second. It doesn't. That's not how this works. Okay, you're gonna break it. I saw that it was in this in the instructions. All right.
Yeah, we should return this. We should return it now. It's full of shit beans.
Okay, god damn it. Well, we can't return it. Like, I'm not sending
it's
the
fine,
email.
Yeah.
You're sending the email. I'm not sending the email.
I'll send the email. Look, okay, I gotta
I'm
go.
Not
I gotta go send
any
the email.
Responsibility for this.
All right.
Well,
I gotta
just...
get on this email.
Yeah, it's been good. Welcome back to the Sweatcast. I hope you've enjoyed your time here. Hopefully, next time we can get something figured out. With that, with this whole issue, I hope there's no beans all over the place like this. And
Dear Buck Robot Company. Sorry.
Listen. And yeah, fuck. Stay off that website and make sure you're of the right age to be using these websites. And, you know, always just be kind of mindful of the robots and their agenda.
This particular model does not. Yeah, thanks for tuning in, everybody. The lubed beanhole.
Oh my god, are you trying to get the sex model? This is
huh?
the working model. This
no.
Isn't the...
no,
oh,
no,
no,
no. Well, I'm
okay.
telling them that this one's broken. This model no longer works, or probably never worked as delivered.
Oh god, I think it
with
didn't
all
work.
Respects, we. Are returning it as is.
Okay.
P.S.
Can you
make
just have
sure
them come pick it up?
Replace it with the lubed beanhole attachment. All right. Yep. It's on its way.
Just all right.
Boom.
Well, you handle
They're gonna
it
come
up.
Pick it up tomorrow.
I don't want to see this thing anymore. Don't let
nope,
George see
I'm
it.
I'm just gonna take it out to the curb right now.
Okay, well, if George has to clean this mess up, then he's going to be upset with us, and it's going to be like strike four for
oh,
the studio.
Whatever. You know what? Fuck George. There, I said it.
Oh, my God.
Get him on here if he's got something to say.
You know what? All right, this is it. I'm going to the Angus. I'm going to go get me a steak and like right. 32 one-ounce cups, just
okay.
like they have in the Carolinas.
I'm going to bed.
As is tradition.
As is tradition.
Thanks for tuning in. Hopefully, we'll see you next time. And stay safe out there. And avoid any unnecessary robot contact with your penis.
Correct. PSA.
Sweaty boy, 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 sweaty boy.